Chapter 28, Episode 7, Landlord, Part 1. We followed Lee Ji-hae and entered Chungmuro. Yoo Sung-ah saw the shattered screen door of the platform and said, "It is a chaotic atmosphere." As we climbed up from the tracks of Railway Line 3, we saw some people sitting down. Ping! You have entered Chungmuro. The third scenario is currently in progress. Ping! GIR-8761 channel is active. BIR-3642 channel is active. From Chungmuro onward, the size of the scenario grew and the Dokkaebi channels increased. That naive Bi-hyung would have had a hard time from now on. Some middle-aged people saw us and waved their hands. "Oh, little samurai, you brought new people?"
"Yes."
A samurai. I guess Lee Ji-hae could be called that if the sponsor behind her wasn't known. Sooner or later, they would be punished. Lee Ji-hae frowned at the middle-aged people. "Are you drunk again?" "What is there to do other than drink when the world has become like this?" The middle-aged people seemed relaxed, unlike those who were experiencing a disaster. It was natural since they were wearing the uniform of soldiers. This was definitely different from Gumo Station. It was truly beginning now.
"But did your friends come through the tunnel? How great! Won't they have a lot of coins?"
Then, one of the middle-aged men turned to Yoo Sung-ah.
"Young lady over there, what's your name? Would you like to rent a room for cheap?"
"Room?"
"Don't you know the system around here? This place..."
Lee Ji-hae cut off the middle-aged man's words.
"Ajashis, don't try to trick the newcomers."
"Uh-huh. They must know anyway. This is what everyone is doing to live."
"If you don't want to be injured, then get lost."
The middle-aged man paled at Lee Ji-hae's words.
"This young child has already learned bad things."
"Hey, Gangxi, stop it."
The middle-aged people turned away. They disappeared into Transit Line 4, and Lee Ji-hae put away her sword.
"I brought you here, so take care from now on. I'm not a babysitter."
This child spoke so indifferently. I looked around. Chungmuro. This was the stage of the third scenario, where completely different rules were in play.
Shit! I'll kill you if you come close!
A man was in the middle of the platform for Subway Line 3, waving a knife around and threatening people. At his feet there was a tile that was around 3 meters square in size. It emitted a green light that stretched into the air. Yoo Sung-ah asked, "Why is he doing that?" "I don't know." I could guess, but there was no need to scare her just now. There were many people sitting down with a knife on Subway Line 3. Unlike the previous middle-aged men, the faces of the people here were filled with despair. I glanced at them and asked Lee Ji-hae, "Is Yoo Jong-yuk here?" Lee Ji-hae, who was about to leave, turned her head at Yoo Jong-yuk. There was vigilance in her eyes.
"Who are you?"
Yoo Jong-yuk had already ruined this child. Well, I could understand. It was difficult to find a constellation on the level of Maritime War God, even if he searched through all of South Korea. Even if I were in Yoo Jong-yuk's position, I wouldn't have found her so soon after coming to Chungmuro. "I am a companion of Yoo Jong-yuk who came back alive."
"Companion? How is that even possible?"
Lee Ji-hae stared at me with suspicious eyes. I shrugged shamelessly. "That guy will understand if you tell him. Where's Yoo Jong-yuk now?"
"Master isn't here right now."
"Really? This is difficult. I have something I need to say." Lee Ji-hae's expression distorted as she stared at me with something like feelings of betrayal. Ah, I knew very well what she thought of Yoo Jong-yuk. Moreover, she was already addressing him as master. It will be difficult to get her this way. Lee Ji-hae called out to a boy squatting in the corner.
"Hey, over here!"
"Eh? Yes, yes."
"Watch over these people right here. I'm going to find Master."
The boy looked at us with puzzled eyes.
"Who are they?"
"I don't know. Master's friends?" At Lee Ji-hae's words, the eyes of the people on the platform became bigger. They looked at us with amazement and awe.
"Yoo Jong-yuk-shi's friends?"
The boy ran up to us and exclaimed. It was a boy who looked roughly around Lee Ji-hae's age.
"Are you really Yoo Jong-yuk-shi's friends?"
I couldn't lie when I saw the boy's clear eyes. At least, that would be the case if I were an ordinary person. "He's a good friend." Recently, I didn't seem to be an ordinary person. At least, that was the case here. While taking care of the unconscious Jung Hee-won, I heard about Chung Mi-ro from the boy. Along with Lee Ji-hae, this boy was one of Yoo Jong-yuk's followers.
Thus, we followed Yoo Jong-yuk-chi. Are you listening to me?
Yes. Of course I wasn't listening properly. The story of psychopath Yoo Jong-yuk's heroism wasn't interesting. A short summary was something like this. 3 days ago, Yoo Jong-yuk appeared and saved some of you, including Lee Ji-hae, from the monsters. Isn't that the story? The boy frowned at his story being summarized so simply.
The story isn't that simple.
He was surely spellbound by Yoo Jong-yuk. A presence with overwhelming force had rescued them suddenly. It would be strange if they didn't follow him. Yet the boy didn't know he had survived not because Yoo Jong-yuk was a good guy, but because he had been lucky to be with Lee Ji-hae. Now, can I ask you some things I'm curious about? Lee Hyun-sung started asking politely while I was locked in my thoughts.
Yes, just ask.
How is the food supply here?
That, it is a bit embarrassing to say. Some people, including me, are dependent on Ji-hae. Ji-hae hunts and asks Yoo Jong-yuk-shi to cook.
It was unknown when he made a checklist, but Lee Hyun-sung took out his notes and started to write something. He really was a soldier. Then, how is your drinking water?
We give food and coins to the Landlord Alliance upstairs in exchange.
Landlord Alliance? I sat straight up.
Now the story was becoming interesting.
The boy hesitantly opened his mouth.
They are the landlords in charge of the Chung Mi-ro area. They occupy the upper floors and we call them the Landlord Alliance.
Chung Mi-ro's Landlord Alliance. It was a name that appeared in Ways of Survival. What type of people are they?
Well, what should I say?
In fact, there was no need for me to ask. Perhaps, according to my expectations, one of the 10 evils was in Chung Mi-ro right now.
They're just landlords.
This answer was the correct answer, in a sense. They were landlords, building owners who received fixed taxes. At this moment, the quiet Lee Gil-young opened his mouth.
Excuse me, Hyung.
Yes?
I want to go to the toilet.
Is it urgent?
Yes.
The timing was a bit unexpected, even more puzzling because Lee Gil-young normally didn't say something like this. Then I noticed that Lee Gil-young was standing next to a blushing Yoo Sung-ah.
Excuse me, can I also go with you?
At the moment, the image of Yoo Sung-ah and Jung Hee-won securing secret necessities at Yaksu Station came to mind. I thought I knew what was going on, but that kid, Lee Gil-young, quickly noticed it first. The boy overheard the conversation and said,
You need to go up to the second underground floor for the toilet, but it won't be easy to enter.
Has something happened?
Yes, I think it's better to see directly. I'm going up too. Would you like to go with me?
Let's go. I was the only one who said it. Of course, it wasn't to go to the bathroom. I had to go up and check a few things. Recently, Yoo Jong-yuk's movements were different from the third regression that I knew. If so, I needed to be clear about the gap. I went up to the third underground level with my friends while carrying Jung Hee-won, who was still unconscious.
Oh, I heard there were new faces. Have you come to see the rooms?
A middle-aged man standing near the escalator for line 4 whistled. The boy shook his head and replied,
I'm sorry. We're going upstairs.
Eh, too bad. Be careful.
The middle-aged man waved his hands without hesitation. Yoo Sung-ah watched the middle-aged man moving away and asked,
By the way, what exactly is the room? I don't think it is the same room that I know. It's easy.
The boy pointed to a square tile. The tiles were also present on the platform of Line 3. They were green tiles that were 3 meters square in size. Looking at the details, I saw something written in the air above.
Green Zone. 0 out of 1.
The scenario name is Green Zone, and these tiles are called rooms. Near the tile, two men were fighting each other over it. It was Lee Hyun-sung who asked this time.
What is that?
Why are those people fighting over it?
The boy looked a bit reluctant to answer, as if talking to us would be a threat to his survival.
You will know once you arrive at the second underground floor.
As we climbed up to the higher floors, there were more fights over rooms. The room numbers were different. There were small rooms labeled 0 out of 1, and large rooms labeled 0 out of 7. The latter number was probably the capacity of the room. I looked around carefully and asked, "The third underground floor to the first underground floor is all the area of the Landlord Association?" "Yes. They're small forces, but the Landlord Association has obtained most of it." All the infrastructure of Chungmuro was located on the second and first underground floors, yet a single alliance occupied all of it. Yu Jung-yuk didn't take any action? Didn't he save you? The boy's face became noticeably darker at my question. The boy looked sullen for a while before barely being able to speak. "He told us to stand on our own." I knew it. Of course, Yu Jung-yuk would say something like this. Perhaps Yu Jung-yuk never told them to follow him. Fascinated by the overwhelming force he displayed, they went on to have hopeful dreams. How pitiful. Not long after, we arrived at the second underground floor. There was tension in the boy's face. "We have to be careful from here onward." There were many more rooms on B2 than the lower levels, and there were no groups of people fighting. Instead, there were people guarding green zones with scary eyes.
Green zone, 7 out of 7.
We passed by the people and headed to the bathrooms.
Why stop here?
Our pace came to a stop as we approached the last passage to the bathroom. Like a bottleneck, dozens of people were gathered in the passage. "Let's go forward," I said while pushing people out of the way.
"Pildushi, please accept it. I won't do it again. Please, please let me stay one more day. I'll go into debt to get the coins."
The leader at the head of the line was facing the agitated people. Now, back off, back off. On the opposite side, people who seemed to be from the Landlord Alliance were gathered here. I could feel it instinctively. One of the 10 evils was here. I tried to find the 10 evils member through the novel's description, but it wasn't easy since all of them seemed to fit. Did their impressions become similar after becoming landlords? I was shaking my head when someone grabbed my leg. It was Lee Gil-young. I sensed some danger and was about to grab his shoulder when someone pushed Lee Gil-young.
Ah!
Lee Gil-young lost his balance and fell down.
The character, Lee Gil-young, has invaded private property.
Suddenly, the atmosphere became cold, and some of the Landlord Association members in the front looked at Lee Gil-young. "What is with this child?" Almost at the same time, the crowd of people screamed and withdrew.
"Crazy! Back! Quickly!"
As if they were never there, the crowd of people rushed back like a tide. The people disappeared and red lines shone where they used to be standing. One man looked between the boundary and Lee Gil-young in turn.
You seem lost. Do you know where this is?"
"The way to the bathroom?"
"The bathroom? Ha! At one time. By the way, kid, where are your parents?"
"Huh?
Didn't you learn that you shouldn't intrude on other people's land?"
"Other people's land. Oh, it must be true." The man stroked Lee Gil-young's head with an unknown look.
"Since you don't know, I will teach you from now on."
The character, Gong Pildu, has activated Armed Zone Level 3.
There was a whirring sound, and many turrets resembling Gatling guns rose from the ground.
The character, Gong Pildu, demands 500 coins for invading his private land. If you don't follow the recommendations, all nearby turrets will fire immediately.
The man said, "Give me my money." The loaded turrets were all aiming at the same point. The confused Lee Gil-young stood up and moved to my side. The man saw me and laughed.
"Ah, so you're his guardian. Then shouldn't the guardian pay 500 coins instead?"
I smiled at the hand that the man brazenly stretched out. "How funny, Yu Jung-yuk. You let these jerks go?" Chapter 29, Episode 7, Landlord, Part 2. The 10 Evils. The list and rankings were often changed according to Yu Jung-yuk's regression cycle, but they were the 10 people in charge of being the main villains of the world of ways of survival. Chungmuro's armed fortress master, Gong Pildu, was one of the 10 evils. Thus, a person wouldn't be aware of Gong Pildu unless they read to the end of Ways of Survival, like me.
Green Zone, 56 out of 70.
Indeed, the size of his room was different. It couldn't be measured easily. The whole Green Zone was Gong Pildu's area.
"Let's do the standard procedure."
I hid Lee Gil-young behind me and opened my mouth. "Why should we pay you coins? Chungmuro Station is a public place." It was until 8 days ago, but not anymore. For ordinary humans, 500 coins wasn't a small sum. Making people pay 500 coins just for stepping on his land. What a crook. Okay, I'll give it, but I'll give it to the person directly.
What?
You aren't Gongpildu. Gongpildu might be a villain, but right now, the person in front of me was just extra one of the Landlord Alliance. Where are you, Gongpildu? I quickly looked around. Not him, not him. I wondered where Gongpildu was. Ha! You're a funny guy. Hey, you're playing with me now. Gongpildu Shi, where are you? Take the fine! I ignored them and kept walking.
You have invaded private property.
The turrets aimed straight at me, but I didn't stop. Honestly, there was no guarantee that I would be safe if the turrets started shooting. Nonetheless, there was a need to show off my combat power here. That way Gongpildu wouldn't underestimate me. That's how far you'll get. I'll shoot if you come closer. Finally, Gongpildu moved. There was a bench covered in various supplies. A middle-aged man was sitting on top of it and reading a magazine, and was staring at me. Indeed, this was how he was described in the novel. His belly was half-revealed, and I could see the hair on it. This was Gongpildu, the representative of the Landlord Alliance.
This is a face I've never seen before, but you are great.
Isn't it unfair that I need to pay you?
The character, Gongpildu, is interested in you.
In any case, I seemed to be the type that was popular with bad guys. It was the same with Kim Namoon.
You're fairly good at talking, but it isn't good to be too cocky.
Tarak! I heard magic bullets being loaded into the turrets.
Damn bastard.
Gongpildu smiled like an ordinary neighborhood Ajashi, but I knew. Gongpildu could never be an ordinary neighborhood Ajashi.
The exclusive skill, character list, is activated. Character summary. Name, Gongpildu. Age, 48 years old. Sponsor, Defense Master. Exclusive attributes, Landlord, rare. Great Landowner, rare. Exclusive skills, Private Property, level 3. Patience, level 1. Profit Calculation, level 2. Leadership, level 2. Insight, level 1. Weapons Training, level 1. Stigma, Armed Zone, level 3. Overall Stats, Physique, level 9. Strength, level 11. Agility, level 10. Magic Power, level 19. Overall Evaluation, Gongpildu, the representative of the Chongmiro Landlord Alliance. His skill, Private Property, and Stigma, Armed Zone, has the best effect in a battle against many. It is advisable not to make him an enemy. Starter pack is currently applied. A growth package is currently applied.
There were numerous gop in this world, but few of them were as stable as a landowner or landlord. However, there were those who boasted both characteristics, and the armed fortress master Gongpildu in front of me was one of them. I realized it when I saw this explanation. His magic power was already at level 19. Indeed, this would be enough for him to be one of the 10 evils in the future. By the way, what did you come here for? I don't think your goal was paying the fine. He was also very sensitive. I pondered over it for a while. Should I negotiate here or overpower Gongpildu? It might be possible if I use all my power, but it wouldn't be easy to break through Gongpildu's armed zone. I needed to prepare to receive a big injury if I wanted to defeat the turrets. What should I do? There was a separate place where I had to use coins, so it was impossible to increase my stats. I'm warning you that you shouldn't think of anything. Gongpildu smiled at me. His troops were surrounding Li Hyunsung. He really moved quickly. I laughed and raised both hands. Please calm down. Isn't it obvious for a tenant to come to the landlord?
Is it for a room?
Yes. Please let my companions and I sit in your green zone. This was a must. In order to clear the third scenario safely, we had to stay in Gongpildu's green zone. However, Gongpildu's answer was as expected.
No. The Alliance doesn't accept outsiders. I'll think about it if every person pays 500 coins a day.
500 coins a day? It was like selling coins. This was more expensive than the Dokkaebi bag. It is a bit tough, so I will give you information instead.
What information?
Information about Yoo Jung-yuk. Yoo Jung-yuk. The complexions of the landlords changed with that one name.
Yoo Jung-yuk? Yoo Jung-yuk caused such an uproar not long ago. You bastard, what is your relationship with that guy?
Pildushi, isn't this bastard suspicious? There was a reaction. I thought that Yoo Jung-yuk would have already caused a problem with the landlord alliance. In fact, I was a bit unsure about this point. According to the original story, Yoo Jung-yuk of the Third Regression should be fighting against the landlord alliance by now. What was he doing? Gong Pildu stared at me with suspicious eyes.
What is your relationship with Yoo Jung-yuk?
We are companions separated by life and death.
I don't think it's like that.
Anyway, we're friendly.
How can I believe you?
Don't believe me. Don't you have nothing to lose? I threw out the bait. Perhaps Gong Pildu would accept my suggestion. It was because right now, Yoo Jung-yuk was the only person who could threaten the power balance in Cheongro.
The character, Gong Pildu, has activated Profit Calculation, Level 2.
Why won't I receive any loss?
Eh?
There's no guarantee that you aren't a scammer. I can't ignore my years of experience. In my experience, people like you run away to avoid paying rent at the end of the month.
It was so accurate that I felt wronged. Still, it was difficult to push it here. If you don't believe me, it can't be helped. Maybe there will be damages. Gong Pildu's expression became complicated. I turned around without hesitation. It was important not to show any regret. That way, he would regret it even more.
Wait a minute.
Indeed.
You have to pay the fine for intruding. Where are you trying to flee to?
It was another regret. Damn it. I turned around and smiled awkwardly. How much? 100 coins?
No. You and that kid are 1,000 coins.
The vein in my head bulged.
Did this bastard think 1,000 coins were 1,000 won?
That is too much. The Dokkaebi still haven't given me my cut of the coins, but I couldn't give 1,000 coins to a jerk like Gong Pildu. Gong Pildu grins.
Then you are disqualified as tenants. Die.
I instinctively pushed through the men around me and ran to where my party members were. There was the first sound of firing, and Lee Hyun-sung held up a metal shield, blocking my back. He really was reliable. Lee Hyun-sung's strength and physique were level 14, but he spoke nervously.
Dokja-shi.
I could clearly see his arm muscles trembling. Lee Hyun-sung had yet to obtain his second stigma, which meant he couldn't hold out against the turrets. Moreover, there was no Jung-hee-won. If I started a head-to-head fight, someone in this party would surely die.
Gong Pildushi, wait a moment.
If we fight you, then you won't escape any damages.
What?
It's better not to fight us now.
Why?
The damage had to be shown. If we fight now, you will die here. Gong Pildu's expression hardened. Even if I didn't add anything, Gong Pildu would have noticed the presence of the guy coming down the escalator from B1. It would be strange if he didn't know, considering the guy was giving off such a huge momentum.
My best companion is coming.
It was Yoo Jung-yuk. I didn't expect that damn regressor to be happy.
Master, it's that person! He pretended to be Master's companion!
Lee Ji-hae cried out shrilly as she pointed at me. The main character, the lone hero of a drama, was walking by her side. He looked at me with impressively fierce eyes.
The character, Yoo Jung-yuk, is greatly disturbed. Exclusive skill, Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, Stage 2, has been activated.
There was a brief moment of dizziness. Then I started to hear his thoughts.
How? Already?
I waved to him and said casually, Hi, Jung-yuk. Have you been well? Your face looks good. Lee Ji-hae and Gong Pildu looked at us like they couldn't believe it. They never expected that I would be a companion of Yoo Jung-yuk. There was a tight tension in the air. These people don't believe that I'm your companion. Can you tell them? Nevertheless, I knew Yoo Jung-yuk. This bastard killed easily, but he kept his promises.
A few constellations are paying attention to the character Yoo Jung-yuk's answer. The constellation Demon-like Judge of Fire is observing Yoo Jung-yuk's loyalty.
Moreover, the constellations were paying a lot of attention.
Yoo Jong-hyuk watched me and slowly opened his mouth. However, my words were faster.
Ah, right. It would be better if you let me use the bathroom.
Finally, Yoo Jong-hyuk pulled out a blade. After a while, we safely used the bathroom and came down to the platform of Line 3. It was thanks to this fellow regressor companion. I smiled widely.
It's nice to see you, you rascal.
You're alive. In conclusion, Yoo Jong-hyuk didn't call me his companion. He just pointed his blade at Gongpil-du as his answer. Fortunately, Gongpil-du didn't want to clash with us and let us go. I asked, "Were you hoping I'd be killed?"
I thought it would be good. This rotten companion.
I became angrier when I saw that cheeky face. It made me want to run over and strike him in the jaw, but I couldn't do it.
The exclusive skill, Character List, is activated. There is too much information about this person. Character List is converted to Character Summary.
Full version.
Converting the character information of Yoo Jong-hyuk into the full version. Character Summary. Name, Yoo Jong-hyuk. Age, 28 years old. Sponsor, unknown. Exclusive attributes, Regressor, third turn, myth. Pro Gamer, rare. Exclusive skills, Sage's Eye, level 8. Hand-to-hand combat, level 8. Advanced weapons training, level 5. Strong self-defense, level 5. Mental barrier, level 5. Crowd control, level 5. Reasoning, level 5. Lie detection, level 4. Admitted. Stigma, regression, level 3. Overall stats, physique, level 24. Strength, level 24. Agility, level 25. Magic power, level 23. Comprehensive evaluation. This comprehensive evaluation of this person is too long to load.
It hadn't seemed that great in the novel, yet having seen it in person now, I knew how extraordinary it was. We were about to enter the third scenario, and Yoo Jong-hyuk's total physical-related stats were around 70. This crazy bastard. Damn it, this main character was buff.
Do you have anything to say? Yoo Jong-hyuk asked.
Yoo Jong-hyuk's growth rate was steeper than it had been in the original three regressions. The fact that his growth was so fast meant that he was taking great risk. What the hell was this person, who had only returned three times doing? Something was making me uneasy. I would have to dig it out sooner or later.
I asked if you had anything to say.
No, I was just looking.
He is more tenacious than I thought.
What tenacity? He had a serious Chuni disease.
However, being cheeky isn't good. Should I just kill him now?
I'm joking! I laughed hurriedly. Yoo Jong-hyuk turned his head like he wasn't interested.
The Constellation, Prisoner of the Golden Headband, is disappointed in you.
Anyway, I didn't want to alienate Yoo Jong-hyuk right now. In order to clear the multiple scenarios, Yoo Jong-hyuk was a necessary person. Even if we weren't real companions, it was worth using him thoroughly.
Why did it sound like I was making excuses?
It looks like you obtained companions. Yoo Jong-hyuk looked at the people behind me with emotionless eyes.
The character, Yoo Jong-hyuk, is a bit disappointed in you.
What? Why?
The answer was very clear.
The character, Yoo Jong-hyuk, has used Sage's Eye, level 8.
He picked up Lee Hyun-sung, but was only able to raise him to this level.
I was at a loss for a moment because it was true. Certainly, Lee Hyun-sung's growth would be better if he had moved with Yoo Jong-hyuk.
Still, this bastard.
I was just an ordinary reader who had luckily gotten to know the future.
It is below expectations.
It seemed worse because I was hearing his words in my mind. At that moment, Yoo Jong-hyuk's eyes stopped as he was looking around. For the first time, confusion could be seen in his eyes.
What is that?
Chapter 30, Episode 7, Landlord, Part 3. Yoo Jong-hyuk was looking at everyone except for Lee Hyun-sung. The three remaining people were standing together, and I couldn't figure out exactly who Yoo Jong-hyuk was looking at.
How is this possible?
Who was he looking at? I wanted to ask, but I was afraid my skill would be exposed. Yu Jong-yuk still didn't know that I knew his thoughts. However, I guess that he might have seen the information of Jung Hee-won. Jung Hee-won saw Yu Jong-yuk's gaze and confronted him. What are you looking at?
Good job, Jung Hee-won. Kill.
Yu Jong-yuk! I quickly opened my mouth. I was wondering about one thing. He turned to look at me. His eyes were questioning. Why are you leaving Gongpil-do alone?
If you were a prophet, you should know.
I don't know everything. To be exact, I didn't remember everything.
The character, Yu Jong-yuk, has used the lie detection skill. The character, Yu Jong-yuk, has confirmed that your words are true.
He was thorough.
Indeed, I see. A prophet whose level of future sight is low.
Think what you want. Yu Jong-yuk continued speaking.
I need Gongpil-do alive.
Is it because of a future scenario? Yu Jong-yuk didn't answer. It was like he was trying to gauge the information I knew. I know that you need Gongpil-do for future scenarios, but you only need Gongpil-do. You don't need the entire group that follows him. Isn't it your style to remove what you don't need? Why are you just leaving them?
How annoying.
What? I have a lot to do. Yu Jong-yuk stared at me quietly and said,
You will never understand.
Wait! This isn't the problem. If you don't move now, most of the humans in Chungmuro will... Yu Jong-yuk's eyes were cold.
It doesn't matter.
I wasn't a humanist. I didn't believe that everyone in this world was worth keeping alive. The thing that was making me angry right now was Yu Jong-yuk. Yu Jong-yuk, can I hit you?
If you have the confidence.
I angrily formed a fist as I heard a message.
The character Yu Jong-yuk has used Strong Self-Defense, level 5.
I dropped my fist. Cowardly bastard. Are you finished? Yu Jong-yuk asked.
Let's go.
Lee Ji-hae flinched at Yu Jong-yuk's call. Lee Ji-hae, who belatedly followed Yu Jong-yuk, looked at me with confused eyes.
The constellation, Bald General of Justice, is impressed by your chivalrous spirit. 100 coins have been sponsored.
Of course, it was completely misleading.
There is 1 hour and 30 minutes before the third scenario is activated.
There wasn't much time left, and my mind was complicated.
The constellation, Bald General of Justice, is angry that people's lives must be risked. The constellation, Bald General of Justice, wants an uprising.
Sam Yeondong's message rang loudly in my head, but he didn't think of a good way to resolve it. The third scenario lasted exactly 1 week. Maybe Yu Jong-yuk was planning to gain some other advantage during the scenario. Of course, I couldn't let it go. I couldn't let it go.
The constellation, Prisoner of the Golden Headband, is wondering what you're thinking.
That jerk, Yu Jong-yuk.
The constellation, Prisoner of the Golden Headband, is satisfied. 100 coins have been sponsored.
In fact, the problem in front of me wasn't Yu Jong-yuk, but Gongpil-do. In order to break through the third scenario, Gongpil-do's help was absolutely necessary. If I couldn't get his help... Suddenly, Jung Hee-won looked up and smiled. Who is it? Huh? You know, that person. The one you were talking to Yu Jong-yuk about. I immediately explained about Gongpil-do. Jung Hee-won was unconscious, so she hadn't been able to see Gongpil-do. I didn't mean to change the subject. Jung Hee-won immediately reacted. What are these scum? Taking the public facilities and making people pay to use them? Those scum are upstairs. I'll go throw them out. Jung Hee-won picked up the ground rat blade. That reminded me. I should change their weapons. There was a lot to be done. Your actions are absurd. We can win if we join forces. Don't you remember Gumo Station? Jung Hee-won's expression was confident. It was natural. Jung Hee-won had judgment time as a skill trump card. She had good senses and was quick to adapt, so she would have already figured out her attribute and skills. Don't dawdle! Let's go and kill them! As long as her opponents were wicked, her judgment time boasted the highest power.
The character, Jung Hee-won, has activated the exclusive skill, Judgment Time. Constellations of the Absolute Good system are silent at Jung Hee-won's request. This skill has been cancelled.
Jung-hyun's face filled with confusion.
No, this... what? Is it broken?
Jung-hyun tried to activate the skill again. However, the skill wasn't triggered.
No, why isn't it activated? Aren't they obviously wicked?
I laughed at Jung-hyun's question. That is what humans think.
What are you talking about?
The constellations might be different. There is no guarantee that good and evil they know is like what we know.
Ah.
Justice is always decided by the majority. Right now, the majority of constellations have decided that they are good. Humans no longer had the right to decide on justice. Humans were just the puppets of their sponsors.
That...
I looked at the party members. Everyone didn't say anything, but they thought in a similar way to Jung-hyun. Lee Hyun-sung wiped the iron shield that was scratched by the magic bullets, while Yoo Sung-ah and Lee Gul-young sat next to each other on the ground, looking at cockroaches. This sense of despair, I could understand. They thought they understood after getting rid of the gang at Gumo Station. However, there was an incomparable monster just 3 stations away. It was time to start the torture known as hope. That doesn't mean there's no way.
Huh?
It might be difficult, but there is a way to defeat them. They simultaneously looked up at me. Lee Hyun-sung asked, "Do you really have a way?"
"What is it?"
I looked around and lowered my voice.
"Get Gongpildu out of the armed zone." "What is the armed zone?"
"His stigma. It is optimized to defend an area." Armed zone. The reason why it was difficult to go against Gongpildu was this stigma. It was a fraudulent ability that could build turrets in an area. Right now, it was just armed zone. Once the stigma evolved in the future, it would become armed fortress, and a siege needed to be prepared to catch him. However, Gongpildu had an obvious weakness. His armed zone will be released as soon as he leaves his designated area. His mini turrets will also become useless. Usually there are many restrictions on such a wide defense skill. At the same time, Lee Hyun-sung and Jung-hyun looked at me with admiration.
Ah, I see.
You figured this out after seeing it once? Is this Dokchashi's attribute? The same thing was repeated, but I saw the people had adapted to me to some extent. Yoo Sung-ah asked,
"Then how will we make him move out?"
"We have to think about that for now."
"I hate thinking,"
Jung-hyun complained. Everyone was silent for a while. It was Lee Hyun-sung who gave his idea first.
"Attack when he goes to the bathroom?"
"Didn't you see those things next to the bench?" Gongpildu never moved out of his armed zone. His bench had everything he needed. There were all the basics to sleep and eat, a sleeping bag, blanket, food, water, and even a place to piss. Of course, the tenants provided him with all of it.
"Crazy. He's a complete shut-in.
No, is he not moving because he's hiding something good on the land?" "It is the biggest room in Chungmuro."
"Room?"
"That reminds me, Jung-hyun still didn't know about the rooms, but there was no need for me to explain."
"There is 1 hour before the third scenario is activated."
She would soon find out. "We also need to get a room." The moment our party got up, people around us flinched.
"Don't come closer!"
In particular, the man with the knife, who was protecting a single-person room on the number 3 line platform, showed high vigilance. However, other people rushed towards him before we could approach.
"Get out, you fucker!"
They attacked indiscriminately. As soon as the man was pushed out, the mark on the green zone changed. The owner had changed.
Green zone, 1 out of 1. 2. Green zone, 0 out of 1.
The people were engaging in a bloody fight over the room. Someone was stabbed in the thigh while someone had their nose broken. Jung-hyun frowned.
"Shouldn't we stop that?"
"Even if we intervene, the result will still be the same. In the end, somebody will die."
"Why does someone have to die?"
"It isn't possible to avoid in this scenario." I had just finished speaking when Bi-hyung emerged in the air.
"Now, now, shall we start the third day of the main scenario? New faces have arrived today, so won't it be fun?"
Bi-hyung glanced my way. There were 3 dokebi in charge of the Chungmuro scenario. It seemed that Bi-hyung was temporarily the representative. It was the natural consequence of being the smallest of the 3 channels. Then, the third scenario arrived in front of us.
Main Scenario 3, Green Zone, Day 3. Category, Main. Difficulty, C. Clear conditions. Occupy the Green Zone in the station and survive the monsters that emerge every night at midnight. This scenario will last 7 days. Duration, 8 hours. Compensation, 1,000 coins. Failure, not available.
Lee Hyun-sung's eyes widened. This?
It is simple. Occupy the Green Zone before the other people. Of course, you can take away the Green Zones of others. By the way, you should hurry. If you don't have a Green Zone after the scenario starts, you will have a terrible experience. Then everyone should try it.
People's expressions hardened as they heard Bi-hyung's words. In the meantime, the screams of the people continued.
Die! Die! I'm not doing this because I have a grudge. I must survive.
Maybe this was what everyone realized. The struggle in front of us was no longer a story. Yu Sung-ah asked in a trembling voice.
Surely, we don't have to fight like these people.
We don't need to fight. Just find a room that can accommodate a large number of people.
The size of the green zones vary by type. It ranged from fitting only one person to fitting 70, like Gongpildu's area.
Of course, if there are any rooms left. Zheng Hiwan opened her mouth at my words.
Dokja Shi is really talented at making people uneasy.
Then let's move right away. Maybe there are some rooms left. It might be faster to split up. Divide the team. Hyunsung Shi will move with Sangha Shi, while Hiwan Shi will take Gilyoung. Dokja Shi? I'm fine on my own. I didn't have to say anything else. Everyone trusted me. Lee Gilyoung spoke first.
Hyung, that... What if we can't find one?
If we can't find a room, then 20 minutes before the scenario starts, we will gather here.
I understand. Then I'm going.
The team scattered in orderly fashion. Zheng Hiwan and Lee Gilyoung went to B2, while Yu Sung-ah and Lee Hyun-sung went to B3. I watched my companions leave, turning on my smartphone. As soon as I opened up Ways of Survival, a sentence immediately popped up. There were no rooms left in Chungmuro. This fact was written clearly. It was likely that they wouldn't be able to find any rooms. Then they could only choose one way. In order to survive, kill someone else and take their room. But could Lee Hyun-sung and Zheng Hiwan do it? Not everyone here was wicked. There were some people who exploited others, like Gongpildu, but in fact, most of them bared their teeth in order to protect themselves. Could Yu Sung-ah and Lee Gilyoung bare their teeth at people like that? I would know the answer very soon. Chapter 31, Episode 7, Landlord, Part 4. After the Dokkaebi disappeared, dozens of casualties appeared on the platform of Line 3. Currently, there was only one room on the Line 3 platform. So the weak didn't back down and attacked each other.
Die! Die!
There are 30 minutes before the third scenario is activated.
As pandemonium occurred around me, I was quietly reading Ways of Survival. Perhaps today's scenario would flow as I thought. In order to survive, I couldn't miss a single word.
What are you doing now?
Along with Bi-hyung's words, I could hear the messages of the constellation.
The constellation, prisoner of the Golden Headband, is wondering what you're doing.
I reflexively turned off my smartphone. There was something I hadn't thought of until now. Why didn't the constellations respond when I read Ways of Survival? In the original Ways of Survival, the constellations discovered that Yu Jong-yuk was a regressor and raised questions about fairness. It was normal for them to say something about the text I was reading.
What are you doing right now with that blank notepad? All the constellations are going crazy with frustration because of you.
Blank notepad? I turned on the smartphone again. Ways of Survival appeared on the screen. Is this what you're referring to?
Yes! What are you going to do with that notepad? You will die if you stay still. Ha! I believed in a guy like this and signed a contract.
I got goosebumps. The Dokkaebi couldn't even read this text. If even the Dokkaebis, who managed the system, couldn't read it, then the constellations were the same. Then the writer who gave me the text. What type of existence was he?
Quack!
The last scream rang out. Finally, the owner of Platform Line 3 was determined.
Green Zone, 1 out of 1.
Don't come any closer.
A boy was pointing a knife at me. Surprisingly, the winner was the boy who guided us earlier. I still didn't know his name. Don't worry, I won't take your room. I spoke in order to reassure the boy. The moment I had this thought.
Really? You're quite relaxed, Ajashi. Do you want to die?
I didn't need to look back to see who was talking. It looks like you are quite free.
Nobody touches my room. I will send everyone who touches it to hell.
Li Jihei twirled a deep blue blade round and round. In regard to specs, there was no one who could match Li Jihei apart from Yu Jongyuk or the people from the Landlord Alliance. Li Jihei watched me carefully and opened her mouth.
I don't want Ajashi to die. You were quite impressive against Master earlier.
Don't worry, I won't die. I won't die even if I don't find a room. It was true. I wouldn't necessarily die if I couldn't find a room. There was an impossible man in this station who proved this. It was only 3 days ago. Li Jihei's eyes narrowed.
Ajashi, do you know what you're saying right now?
Yes.
Ajashi, are you strong? As strong as Master?
Then Yu Jongyuk appeared behind Li Jihei. Stop and go back to your room.
Yep, Master.
Li Jihei obediently left and Yu Jongyuk turned towards me.
Are you going to fight the monsters?
I shrugged.
You will die. Your 4 companions as well.
That remains to be seen. There was an unknown emotion on Yu Jongyuk's eyes as he glanced at me and left. I didn't use Omniscient Reader's viewpoint. It wasn't always possible to express emotions with words.
There are 20 minutes before the third scenario is activated.
There was the sound of people coming down the stairs. Lee Hyun-sung, Lee Gil-young, and Yu Sung-ah. Looking at their dark expressions, the result was as I expected. Yu Sung-ah opened her mouth with a gloomy expression.
Room... there were none.
It's okay. Rather, where is Hee-won-chi?
She's trying to negotiate upstairs.
At these words, Jung Hee-won jumped down with a terrible scream.
One night is 2,000 coins? Are they joking right now? I'm really going to hit them.
The agitated Jung Hee-won snorted and said,
Dokja-shi, do you know what's happening upstairs? No.
They suddenly raised the taxes, right?
Eh? You already know?
It was predictable. The tenants would die if they couldn't get a room in 20 minutes. It was no wonder that the owners would take the initiative to raise the taxes.
Did Dokja-shi find anything?
No, I didn't. Ah. I examined their faces one by one. In the end, the time to choose had come. I have 2 ways. The eyes of the party members shone at these words, but my methods would probably betray their expectations. The first way is easy for all of us to live. Jung Hee-won's eyes narrowed. Usually, it is the second method. What's the other one? The second method is very difficult. It is likely that some of us will die.
Eh, that can't happen.
Then I'll choose the first way. What do the others think? Lee Hyun-sung responded first.
The first method would be good if everyone can live.
Lee Gil-young nodded. Only Yu Sung-ah hesitated.
Can I hear what it is?
I nodded and then led them up the stairs to Transit Line 4. This is the first method. The party members looked at where I pointed. There were a group of 5 men and women shaking.
Green Zone, 5 out of 5.
The room they occupy has exactly 5 spaces, but their individual abilities aren't that high. Honestly, if the 5 of us...
Wait, Dokja-shi.
Yes. Kill them and take their room. Their trembling increased at my calm voice. Jung Hee-won made a deeply wounded expression.
Who doesn't know about this method?
If Young says so, I can do it.
Lee Gil-young spoke first.
I'm not afraid. I'll do it.
No, Gil-young.
Yu Sung-ah grabbed Lee Gil-young's shoulders. I deliberately looked uncaring.
They would have also killed someone to take that room. Honestly, we can't overcome future scenarios if we can't do this.
Dokja-shi? Jung Hee-won interrupted.
I killed people at Gumo Station.
I killed because I wanted to, and I don't regret it, but...
Jung Hee-won had a pained expression on her face.
Just because I'm a murderer doesn't mean I want to keep killing. I don't want to be a monster.
Mm-hmm. Dok Jashi, I would like to know about the second method. I closed my eyes for a moment at Lee Hyun-sung's words. I understand your thoughts. Yes, this was enough. Let's go the second way. The expressions of the party members seemed to brighten. In fact, I was going to use the second method from the beginning. Killing was an easy way to survive, but I could never attract the attention of the constellations if I chose the easy method. However, the second method required considerable determination. It wasn't just me, but everyone. Thus, I needed to check their determination. I had to know what these people were really thinking. Jung Hee-won laughed.
I thought so. Why are you talking when you're going to go with the second way?
I wasn't trying to test you. Whatever choice you made, I would have respected it. I stroked Lee Gil-young's head, who was looking up at me with uneasy eyes. Yoo Sung-ah sighed and opened her mouth.
Dok Jashi is really spiteful.
I'm sorry, I'm not a good person.
What is the second method?
There's no need to kill anyone with this method, but it is very difficult. At my heavy tone, the expressions of the party members became determined. If you choose the second method, please unconditionally follow my instructions. Please trust me, even if it doesn't make sense. If one person doesn't trust me, we will all die. Someone gulped. The party members nodded almost simultaneously. Lee Hyun-sung said, I believe in Dok Jashi. I have survived up to here because of Dok Jashi.
There are 5 minutes before the third scenario is activated.
Then follow me. I moved with the party members along the railway line 3. We passed through the broken screen door and stood at the tunnel leading to Uljuro 3. Inside the tunnel, I saw a glowing red zone. Perhaps the monsters would be created over there. They would sweep over line 3 and go up each floor towards the ground. Lee Hyun-sung asked nervously, Then, are we fighting monsters here? No, we aren't fighting. If we fight here, then we will die. It wasn't possible to fight against the terrifying monsters and survive until dawn without a green zone. This time, Jung Hee-won asked, Then will we run towards the Dongdae area? That won't work. Once the scenario is activated, we will automatically die if we leave Chungmyeo. Then, this operation needs to be shared. Lee Hyung-sung-shi, Yoo Sung-ah-shi, and Jung Hee-won-shi. Once the monsters appear, run straight in the direction they're coming from.
Huh?
Understood? Just run towards them. Just before you encounter them, make sure to look at the left wall. Then you'll know what I mean. The people didn't understand my words, but there was no time to explain to them. Just trust me, or you will die. Don't forget to look at the left wall.
I understand, Dok Jashi.
Yoo Sung-ah seemed to understand what I meant and answered first. I am telling you in person, you must run after the monsters appear. I picked up a stone and threw it towards the tunnel. The stone sparked as it hit something and fell. Lee Hyun-sung and Jung Hee-won nodded as if they understood. What about Dok Jashi? I'll find another way with Gil-young. This method couldn't be used unless my party members believed in me. Who would go against common sense and commit a suicide attack by rushing towards the monsters? The only thing left was their determination.
The third main scenario is enabled.
The barrier that was blocking the tunnel to Uljuro 3 appeared.
Run!
The three people started running the moment I called out. The monsters appeared to be created in the red zone. It was mainly the grade 3 ground rats. Then the middle ranks were filled with the intermediate grade 9 underground species, the Groll. A monster with a black mane was in the shape of a bear. The sharp horns on their forehead were threatening. One was relatively easy to deal with. The problem was the number. The crowded columns were already not suitable to be called a group. We would die if we hit that wave. The moment Lee Hyun-sung encountered the first Groll, I shouted, Now! Yoo Sung-ah found it first, green tiles shimmering on the wall.
Ah!
The enlightenment was instant. The moment Yusanga's hand touched the wall, it emitted a bright light.
Green zone, 1 out of 3.
The agile Jonghyun immediately touched the wall behind her.
Green zone, 2 out of 3.
However, Lee Hyun-sung missed the timing. It was because the ground rats clung to Lee Hyun-sung's shield.
Hyun-sung-shi, catch it!
Lee Hyun-sung grabbed the thread that Yusanga threw him. Thanks to the strength of the two women, Lee Hyun-sung flew through the air and reached the wall.
Green zone, 3 out of 3.
Good. The monsters stared at them, but once they entered the green zones, the monsters couldn't attack.
Dokjashi!
Yusanga called out to me, but there was no time to look back. I was already running with Lee Gil-young on my back. In the third main scenario, there were several hidden green zones. This is activated on a specific wall, and the green zones on the wall wouldn't appear until after the scenario starts. If you think about it, humans were the ones who thought of it as the concept of a room. In Ways of Survival, Yu Jong-yuk went through numerous regressions and found some secret green zones in Chungmuro. On the platform of Line 3, there were two such green zones.
What?
A few ground rats chasing after me bit me in the thigh. The blow wasn't big because of my high strength, but these small things could accumulate.
Quack!
Lee Gil-young hit a few ground rats with the blunt weapon from his position on my back, but there were too many of them. In addition, the Groll were fast. A dozen meters away, the boy was looking at me with terrified eyes.
Green zone, 1 out of 1.
It was cowardly, but I was tempted to take the easy road for a second.
This situation is fun. Then, like yesterday, should there be a penalty?
The Dokubi spoke, followed by the system messages.
A scenario penalty has been added. Some existing green zones will be disabled.
No!
Screams ran through Chungmuro Station. The closest scream came from the boy. As soon as the green zone disappeared, the boy's small body was shredded by the ground rats. Thanks to the boy's body buying time, I was able to run into the passage. However, the monsters that came from beyond the broken screen door blocked the path. I hid Lee Gil-young behind me and pulled out on broken faith. The blade of purest sword force quickly pushed back the oncoming monsters. But the numbers didn't go down at all. The person who fought these monsters until sunrise, Yu Jong-yuk, was a monster. I wasn't sure it was possible for me, even if I changed all my coins to stats. At this moment, Lee Gil-young spoke.
Hyung, you know. Don't talk now, I'm busy. You can just leave me here.
What?
I don't really understand it. Why are you helping me, Hyung Sung Hyung and the Nunas? If you're alone, you'd be able to survive better.
He could calmly speak such words before his death. Maybe this kid's mind was already dead.
Yes, you're right.
Another ground rat fell to the ground with the head cut off.
But is it comfortable to live alone, let alone eat alone, and survive alone? But...
why was I acting this way? If anyone asked me, I couldn't exactly explain, but I could say one thing with certainty.
I know one novel that developed in such a way and was ruined.
Huh? I thought it every time, but I wasn't a protagonist. I wouldn't be a hero or a savior, but... Lee Gil-young's eyes were shaking. I lifted him onto my back again and again.
Hold on tight.
I wouldn't let Lee Gil-young die. At least, not today. Chapter 32, Episode 7, Landlord, Part 5. As I watched the surging wave of monsters, I gave strength to my thighs. At level 15, strength condensed at once and my feet developed a strong propulsion force. The ground rats ran away in all directions, and the hard horns of the Grolls flew from unexpected places. My skin, which was tempered by the level 15 physique, became bruised and bloody from the Grolls' horns.
The number 1 bookmark has been activated.
bookmark was activated, and Kim Namoon's blackening wrapped around my body. I pushed away all the monsters coming from the front. Fangs burrowed into my body, and a few ground rats bit my thighs. However, I didn't stop. Run, and run again. Over here, finally, the original wall was visible. I jumped over the ground rats. There was a green zone for two people shining. By the way, shit!
Green zone, 1 out of 2.
There was already someone inside. I forgot about the monsters coming from behind and stared at him. There was a guy who should never be there. Hey! He turned to me. Can't you get out? You don't even need to stay in here. It's difficult. I'm tired today. I pushed to punch this asshole's face. I didn't understand. This wasn't the third regression Yoo Jong-hyuk that I knew. In Ways of Survival, it was written that Yoo Jong-hyuk only found the first hidden green zone in the fourth regression. Damn. Did he know about this place in the second regression and it just wasn't described? Then why didn't he originally use it in the third regression? There were the cries of ground rats chasing me from behind. It was too late to blame the writer. I could feel Lee Gil-young's breathing. I stared into Yoo Jong-hyuk's eyes. We spoke at almost the same time. Take the kit, give me the child. Still, it was lucky. The constellations would hear my words.
Green zone, 2 out of 2.
I moved Lee Gil-young and the mark of the green zone changed. Now Lee Gil-young was safe. Hyung! Wait a minute! Hyung! Lee Gil-young urgently tried to rush towards me, but Yoo Jong-hyuk's hand restrained him. I swung my sword toward the ground rats.
Constellation, Bald General of Justice, has closed his eyes. The Constellation, Demon-like Judge of Fire, is watching you with uncomfortable eyes.
At the last minute, Yoo Jong-hyuk's eyes seemed to move. I told you that you would die. The waves of monsters headed towards me. Now there were no green zones remaining. I won't die. I ignored the monsters and put a hand in my pocket. In fact, I really didn't want to use this. I couldn't be assured that there would be no after effects. Now, I had to believe in the fourth wall.
That?
Yoo Jung-hyuk's eyes shook with surprise. This bastard, did he find out? Well, I wouldn't have known this method without him. I looked down at the white stone shining in the palm of my hand.
Spectre Stone.
It was an item I gained by hunting specters on the way to Changmiro. Hundreds of ground rats began biting at my body. I was bleeding from minor wounds, and the shoulders struck by the girl's horns were red with blood. As the durability of my body rapidly diminished, I put the stone into my mouth. Then, something like water vapor started to emerge from my mouth. The water vapor formed a fog that covered me.
The welcome prison is activated.
The ground rats and Grolls stopped attacking me at once. Everything around me started to distort. The platform, Yoo Jong-hyuk, and Lee Gil-young calling out to me. I became a ghost.
Dokja.
I noticed as soon as I heard my mother's voice. This was a dream. I tried not to get caught up in it, but it wasn't easy this time. The floor sank like a quagmire and swallowed me.
Due to excessive immersion, the influence of the fourth wall has temporarily weakened.
Scenes started to weave in front of me, no matter what I wanted. A living room covered with blood. The cold body of a man. The back of a woman looking down at the body. No. This memory was difficult to remember. I couldn't remember it. I shook my head furiously, and the scene in front of me scattered. This damn trauma. It was a memory I didn't want to see. This was why I was reluctant to eat the Spectre Stone. The Spectre Stone temporarily made the user a ghost, and turned them invisible to monsters, but it had the side effect of causing the user's trauma to peak. That's why I didn't give it to the other party members. If it had been used by someone other than myself, they might have turned into a madman. I had to endure, even if my head was hurting like crazy. Certainly, the fourth wall was a scam. The skill would even be able to eat away at this stone.
I wouldn't see this effect even with the superior mental barrier. Where was it? If my guess was correct, this skill...
Yu Jung-yuk? Are you Yu Jung-yuk?
I thought the trauma had started again, but it wasn't my voice.
You aren't Yu Jung-yuk. I think you're Korean, but who are you?
A dazzling blonde foreigner. She was a little girl with a short height. The girl looked at me for a long time with an incomprehensible expression.
That, I don't understand. I've seen the future a number of times, but I've never seen you before.
In the girl's left eye, an ominous red swirl could be seen. The pages flashed in my head. I knew this person. No, there was absolutely no way I couldn't know her. In this case...
The exclusive skill, Character List, is activated. The character, Anna Croft, is using Mental Barrier, level 6. Character List ignores Mental Barrier, level 6. There is too much information about this person. Character List is converted to Character Summary. Character Summary. Name, Anna Croft. Exclusive Attributes, Prophet, Legend. Savior, Legend. Exclusive Skills, Future Sight, level 5. Past Sight, level 4. Insight, level 8. Clairvoyance, level 4. Advanced Magic Training, level 4. Mental Barrier, level 6. Lie Detection, level 7. Great Demon's Eyes, level 1.
A woman who could ignore space constraints and freely enter the consciousness of other people. A woman who saw the future and tried to design the future of the world. There was only one woman with such a way of thinking and ways of survival. Anna Croft.
How do you know me?
Her eyes widened and she glared at me. I replied quietly. I'm a prophet.
The character Anna Croft has triggered lie detection level 7. Lie detection has confirmed that your words are false.
Indeed, I couldn't lie to a true prophet.
Reveal your true identity. Who are you?
Her small lips were tightly closed. It looked as though she was protesting. I anticipated how the situation would roughly occur. The woman noticed my presence, perhaps because the influence of the fourth wall temporarily weakened. If fourth wall was really the skill I thought it was. By the way, it was disappointing me. Do you really not know who I am?
Huh?
Didn't I send you the Ichthyosaur's core? Anna's lips slowly widened. You must have implanted Great Demon's Eyes with the power of the core, right?
Then you... You asked for Broken Faith?
Great Demon's Eyes. It was a huge 1 million coin item that was taken by this woman with a damn diamond sponsor. I felt envious.
You! What is your name? How?
The influence of the exclusive skill, Fourth Wall, is slowly returning.
Why? Why can't I see anything?
Her eyes became blurred. The influence of the Great Demon's Eyes, which could interfere with the consciousness of others, weakened and her figure gradually faded. I waved my hands. Someday we will meet. Wait across the continent.
The exclusive skill, Fourth Wall, has been completely restored.
Anna completely disappeared. I sighed with relief. In fact, my spirit had been fluctuating back and forth when talking to Anna Croft. It wasn't very good.
Due to skill effect, immunity to welcome prison has occurred.
Damn it. The effect took place too late. I felt my consciousness clear up. The discomfort still remained, but it was much better than before. I took a deep breath and slowly exhaled. I looked at the distinct facts one by one in order to regain my rationality. I am Kim Dokja. The world was destroyed. Ways of survival had become reality. This was... welcome prison. I ate the Spectre's Stone and was a ghost for a while. If I was a ghost, I wouldn't be attacked by the underground species. Yes, that's right. So, the world looked like this. In the midst of the landscape that seemed like I had eaten drugs, the flow of time was hardly noticeable. I became a bit uneasy. What happened to Yu Sang-ah
Lee Hyun-sung and Jung Hee-won. That Jung-yuk bastard. Did he kill Gil-young? Was the third scenario still in progress? What if there were still ground rats around? Were the Grolls circling in order to eat me? If so...
Hyung... Please...
Deok-ja-shi... Voices flashed through my head.
The exclusive skill, Evil Destroying Level 1, is activated.
Yes, it was time to go back. I breathed out roughly. There was a soft texture touching my cheek.
Deok-ja-shi!
The fog faded and my vision became clear. The first thing I saw was Yoo Sang-ah's face. Lee Hyun-sung and Jung Hee-won's worried faces also appeared. The scenario?
It ended, Deok-ja-shi. We did it! We did it!
I see. We did it. I looked at the agitated party members and tried to move my body. I had remained stiff for a long time and my muscles barely listened to me.
Don't be pleased.
Huh? Only one day has passed. Yesterday was the third day. Lee Hyun-sung caught me as I tried to get up.
Deok-ja-shi, it isn't possible. You haven't slept at all.
What time is it now?
It's 8:30 a.m. 30 minutes have passed since the scenario ended. 8:30. Fortunately, not too much time had passed. By the way, there was a face missing. Where's Gil-young?
Ah, Gil-young.
Before Jung Hee-won spoke, I already discovered where Jung Hee-won was. Lee Ji-hae and Yoo Jung-yuk were looking down at Lee Gil-young a few steps away.
No. What was that bastard Yoo Jung-yuk doing?
At this moment, I remembered how Yoo Jung-yuk was surprised when he saw my party.
Don't tell me. When Yoo Jung-yuk used Sage's Eye...
When you have chosen?
Obvious never before. Due to the after effects of using the stone, Yoo Jung-yuk's voice wasn't heard properly. Then Lee Gil-young started talking.
It's okay.
You really won't go with me.
Yes.
You can become much stronger with me than with him. You still won't go?
Yes, I won't.
Stupid kid.
Yoo Jung-yuk frowned and looked my way.
Exclusive skill, Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, Stage 2, has been activated.
Lucky guy. He will be helpful, so let's keep him a little longer.
I wanted to say something, but I had no energy in my body.
Deok-ja-hyung!
Once he discovered I woke up, Lee Gil-young rushed towards me with swollen eyes. Yoo Jung-yuk's thoughts still rang in my head.
There's no time to delay. I have to finish the attack today. Otherwise...
Attack?
What was he talking about?
I had to think. Damn, too tired. As I relaxed my body, the softness of the thigh I was lying on touched my cheek again.
Yoo Sang-ah-shi.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to sleep a bit.
Then I fell asleep. It was a sweet sleep, without any dreams. I woke up 2 hours later.
Hey, how long are you going to sleep?
I opened my eyes at the loud, unpleasant voice. This time, the texture against my cheek was much thicker and harder than before.
Ah!
Ah! Deok-ja-shi woke up. Smiling lips, Jung Hee-won was looking down at me. Yoo Sang-ah-shi took a break. We didn't sleep well last night. I turned my head and saw Yoo Sang-ah sleeping against a wall. Jung Hee-won smiled.
By the way, is Lee Hyun-sung's thigh comfortable?
I turned and saw Lee Hyun-sung drooling.
Today... In the morning, the on-call officer will conduct the duties.
I thought the height of the pillow wasn't right. It turned out to be Lee Hyun-sung's thigh. It was an army pillow with a bloody smell.
Deok-ja-hyung?
I felt a heavy feeling on my stomach and looked down to see Lee Gil-young leaning against me and sleeping.
Deok-ja-hyung?
The moment I carefully raised my body, I heard Bi-hyung's voice.
Are you awake? Then take this.
Messages poured into my ears.
The constellation, Demon-like Judge of Fire, is sad about your trauma. The constellation Abyssal Black Flame Dragon is interested in your past. The constellation Secretive Plotter is wondering about your mother. Constellations have sponsored you 1,800 coins.
Sons of bitches. They were trying to steal a peek at my past. This wasn't the end.
You have endured Chungmaro's night without the Green Zone. You have accomplished the Never-Ending Dawn achievement at the Chungmaro Station. You have earned 1,000 coins as an achievement reward. Coins possessed. 22,650 coins.
I achieved the target amount. I didn't experience a hard night for nothing. This time, Jung-hee-won asked, "What should we do today? Like yesterday?" "No, not today. That only works for one day." "Of course, if we were lucky, we might be able to find a randomly generated green zone." Unfortunately, there was no detailed description of the location of green zones on day 4 in Ways of Survival. Then, Jung-hee-won's expression became dark, but it was an unnecessary worry. "Today, we will completely end the third scenario." "Huh?" I carefully laid Lee Gil-young and got up. It wasn't originally planned, but I couldn't wait after hearing Yu Jung-yuk's thoughts. Yesterday, he had no choice but to buy time. However, the story was different today. "I will drag out the landowners."
"How?"
Jung-hee-won asked, and I looked at Lee Hyun-sung, who was sleeping deeply. "I have to use the secret weapon I saved." Now, it was time to change the owner of Chungmaro.